fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales, you're going to talk communication, you're going to talk leadership, you're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Hey, if you look at all the time you spend in the sales process and then you divide that time out by all the people that waste your time, you're going to want to grab our guide over at thecontractorfight.com/cheap. This short guide will help you spot a tire kicker a mile away. It'll help you spot somebody who will never be your customer so that you don't invest crazy amounts of time on the wrong prospects. All right, so if you want to shave your estimating time in half, you're running around time in half, and sell projects to people who actually give a crap about who you are, what you do, and the value that you bring, head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and get the guide that we have for you today.
What is up, everyone? All right, here we are, Tim. Today, we're going to talk about getting a belly full of pills and making some bad decisions. Is that right?
No, that's totally wrong, Greg. What we're going to talk about is the secret sauce to anything. All right. Greg, I remember when I was a kid, and it seems like it was yesterday, but about learning the multiplication tables. I went through parochial school, Catholic school, my whole life. So I had the nuns. And when we had to learn math, we didn't have a calculator because that wasn't invented then. So we had to actually memorize things. And I remember sitting at the kitchen table, struggling to learn my multiplication table. So you'd have to learn the eights. Particular night, you have to learn the eights because next day would be a test and you had to know that. And by the time we had dinner and the table was clear, the dishes were done, now it's like whatever it is, 8 o'clock at night, not the best time to be learning stuff. And my mom would be sitting across from me questioning me on the times tables and she'd say 8 times 8, you better know it's 64, it's 8 times 7 or 8 times 6. And you had to know this. And I get so frustrated and so confused, I would be crying. It would just be horrible. And my mother, she wasn't very compassionate about it. And the only thing I can truly remember, Greg, that any sense of compassion would be her, you know, reaching over the table, holding my hands and telling me, look, Tim, this is not easy. I know it isn't easy. And if there was a magic pill I could give to you to make you learn this, I would give it to you. But there isn't. This is something you just have to learn. And how often do we hear that there's no easy button in life, Greg?
Oh, I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Anything we want to be any good at, and it's hard to do. It's a struggle. It's not always sometimes a physical thing. It's mostly the mental things, the things, the programming, the stuff that gone on in our head in the past. I mean, what kind of things that you find that there wasn't a magic pill for you in your education and in your sports?
So I'm one of those people that learns the hard way. That's pretty much how I learn. So there's never been a magic pill for me, but you know, I played basketball in high school and college, and I learned quickly that nothing comes easy with any of those things. So, you know, for me to be good at something, Tim, I had to practice it over and over and over and over again. And they always say, you know, 10,000 hours of repetition of something to become a master at it. So, hey, if I needed to be good at layups, Tim, I had to do 10,000, and that was my goal until I felt like I was really good at them. So, for me, yeah, there's no magic pill. It's hard work, and you get out of what you put in.
Yeah, you see a lot of the, like Michael Jordan is saying how many free throw shots he had to make. He did every day in practice as a kid. It was ridiculous. There was no magic pill. He knew that. And I think a lot of us are just happy going through life mediocre. Just, oh, like the word job, J-O-B, just over broke. I mean, I don't want to be that guy.
No doubt.
So I want to put that extra effort in, make and be the expert or be close to it. I don't want to be perfect, but God, I just want to feel better than average. And that requires not hitting the easy button, not hitting the snooze and doing a little bit more and working harder at stuff and having to learn those multiplication tables. You know, Greg, I spend more time trying to get out of doing the hard work than I was actually doing the work. There's no hiding when you're out on a basketball court and it's game time.
No, I mean, it's like anything. When you're tested, right, you're going to rise to your highest level of training. So whatever you put in, when it's game time or whatever it is, when you're out on a call, like meeting with a client, if you practice, if you put in the work, if you've had these uncomfortable conversations through practice, then they're going to be a lot easier.
You know, it's kind of funny. You think that if you join a team, you're automatically going to be recognized as somebody who's better than anyone else. And I wish that was true because, I mean, wouldn't it be cool if we could just go to a bank and open a savings account and we'd be millionaires?
Be fantastic.
It'd be, you know, I'm going to throw 10 bucks in here and when I retire, I won't have to eat dog food.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. So there is no easy button. And I think we can both agree that even though we went through these struggles and these hard times, it kind of sucked. But looking back, it's like, freaking glad my mom didn't walk away from the table and told me to, you know, figure it out for yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was there to help me, but she wasn't there to do it for me. And I would have much rather wrote all the answers on my sleeve and gone into the test and wished and hoped for the best that the nun didn't see me cheating. But
yeah.
You know, Greg, I remember my mom saying, you're not always going to have a calculator with you. Boy, was she wrong, huh?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they don't need to see that you got the calculator in between your legs punching in all the stuff.
I know. Now we get the cell phone, so we don't have to worry about that. So, Greg, no magic pill. There's never a magic pill to being awesome. You got to put the effort in.
Yeah, anybody that's a carpenter or anything like that in life, they didn't just become this way. They had to put in the work and the hours and all that to get better, and that's what we all have to do to get to the place that we want to end up.
Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.